5 clues. No, 3 hours. One person to find in the West Midlands. Hunted on BBC WM 95.6.
Now today, I have to say, I've got a bit of a surprise for you. I'm calling on some extraterrestrial assistance, Mr. Voice.
Oh, calling occupants of interplanetary craft? What's this nonsense about?
I am indeed. Well, E.T., she has a record of one victory and no defeats. She's 100%, and E.T. is Emma Thomas. Morning, Emma.
Good morning from Mars, Richard. Hello.
Welcome back.
Just because you've won once, little girl, doesn't mean to say you can win again. I guarantee that by the end of this hunt, E.T., you'll be going, ouch.
I think your summer heatwave is over. I think it's time for us to take it back.
You see, I've brought a scrapper with me this week.
It's always nice to add a go.
Add a go.
Add a go.
A snake! Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to open the door.
A smiling assassin.
I think I, according to my clue, in your dragon's den, I need to face my fear and scale something to reach my clue. Is that true? I can see there were actual snakes. I can see things with tails moving, and that one's got a head. Now, the clue, I can't see. It's going to be a piece of paper. There's some kind of cave. When I lift that up, is there going to be a snake in under there? You don't know. I'm just going to have to take my chance. Actually, my hands are struggling to hold it. Oh, God, I'm lifting it up. Oh, no, there's nothing in there. Oh, there is a clue, though. But in order to get the clue, that orange snake is really, really close. I'm putting my hand in his sawdust. He's looking at me like, what are you doing, lady? What are you doing? I have the clue. I have got the clue.
You've got the clue.
Richard, we've got the clue.
That's fantastic.
I never got the snake's name. Does the snake have a name? Make him up. I'm going to call him Herbert the Orange Snake. Thank you, Herbert.
Nice choice. It's like we've got our very own Bear Grylls. I'm going to call her Naked Ovens from now on. What a fabulous effort.
I am very, very proud of you, Hunter Emma. Congratulations. Took a long time, but I'm proud.
I thought that was a star.
T-minus 37 minutes and 30
seconds. Oh, you're wearing some kind of harness. What do I need to do? Let me get my clue. Let me get my exact wording. I need to take a leap of faith. What is that?
It's a high ropes course.
It's a high ropes course. That sounds ominous. Is that where I'm running now?
Yep.
There's a nice cosy yurt tent. It might be a lot easier if I run to there. So I'm going to put on a harness. Left foot is in, right foot is in. What is my challenge now?
Can you see that pole?
Can I see that pole?
Right in the middle. Climb on there.
I climb on it, casually.
Jump towards the trapeze bar.
Stand on top and jump. Oh, there's a like something out of a circus. Trapeze pole. That is very high.
Flies through the air with the greatest of ease.
I don't think there's going to be anything easy or graceful about this, Richard. Okay, so...
21 minutes to go.
The clock is ticking. I need to... And that I'm climbing. Oh, I'm right. What I can't do is, I know from experience, is oh my God, I can't look down. Whoa, I need to keep going.
You're a long way up then.
How many more? Oh my God, I'm right at the top of the pole. Now what do
Where?
I do? Oh, I'm so scared. I don't know if I can do this.
Okay, if you can't do it, you don't have to, Emma. You know the rules.
One, two... Ah! I've done it! Oh my God, I have done it!
Wow, brilliant stuff, Emma.
Yeah, I've got it. Oh, I'm down. Oh, I am so, so glad to be on ground.
Mo in West Bromwich. Emma is fantastic. Many congratulations to a brave, brilliant lady. Just went for it, didn't let it phase her. What a girl, says Mo. He adores you, basically.
Come on. Victory is mine. Yes.
Game over.
I take the lead. Victory is mine. Oh, what a hunt. Oh, what a fight. The snakes, the japes, the leaps, the height. You battled valiantly. You did your best. Emma hid her microphone and kept it close to her chest. Starting in Solihull, off to Bickenhill, played the penny whistle, of that we had our fill. You handled Herbert, the Slade Road snake. Your outdoor adventure really made us all shake. But despite your best efforts, despite all that you've done, the bottom line, dear hunters, is that the voice, he has won!